Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio from the 70th Locarno Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Tommy Virkola. Tommy Virkola. Goodness gracious, I just asked you before the interview. And you're presenting the film What Happened to Monday, which I watched last night. But first of all, would you maybe like to introduce the film to our listeners and tell them as much about the story as you'd like so that we can start discussing it?
It's a complicated story to pitch.
Oh, it's not a pitch, don't worry, no stress.
it's a sci-fi set in the near future, and the world has grown very overpopulated. So to try to fix that, they find a way of cloning food. Something goes wrong, and the cloning of the food creates a genetic defect with women. So women start having twins, triplets, and quadruplets, and it actually worsens the problem. This is all the setup. And this woman finds out she's having septuplets, seven identical girls, and she dies giving birth, and the grandfather is stuck with the kids. And at the same time, the world agrees to a one-child policy. So if you have more than one kid, the rest will be taken away and put into cryosleep until the world ever gets better. So this man, played by Willem Dafoe, he decides to keep the children, hide them, and he names them after the day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and so on. And he creates one character for the girls called Karen Setman. And they all get to live one day of the week each after the day they're named after. And one day, Monday, disappears. And so the film is called What Happened to Monday. So that was a complicated pitch.
Yeah. It was actually a very detailed pitch and one of the best so far at the festival, so thank you very much for that. Obviously, the follow-up question to that would be, like, although the film takes place in the future, you know, an imagined future, it feels to me like some of the things that you talk about may be drawn inspiration from things that are happening right now.
Yeah, no, of course. And China has already had a one-child policy many years, and they recently went back on it. But, and of course, we did a lot of research on the subject of overpopulation and where we're headed. So, yes, so it is hopefully an entertaining action sci-fi, but with something to say about where we could be headed. Of course, this is the most extreme version. But, yeah, it is meant to feel close and feel like we're not too far from a possible scenario like this.
Yes. And what about the whole concept of the days of the week? Is there something specific that inspired you to do that, to use that sort of...
Well, it was in the script when I found it, and Rafael Adelantes, the producer, found the script, I think, 8 years ago, and it has gone through a lot of changes since then, but that was still the core concept of the seven sisters, or brothers at the time, actually, hiding and sharing one identity. So that was always the concept of the film, and throughout the years it had developed more, but no, that was always the ground idea that started it all.
Why do you think, you mentioned that it was seven brothers initially. What do you think changed in the characters to female characters?
That was me. That was when I came on board 3 years, or 4 years ago now, almost. So my pitch was, when I read it, it was written for a man. It was written for brothers. And I knew Noomi Rapace from earlier, and I always wanted to work with her. So when I met the producers, I pitched them doing it with sisters instead, and using Noomi. Yeah. So the change came when I came on board.
Finally, we get to talk about Noomi Rapace, who has to play not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but seven different versions of the same person, because in the film, you know, they're all Karen.
Yeah.
Not an easy thing to do.
No, a very hard thing to do. And of course, I think that's a challenge many actors would be afraid to take on. But I knew Noomi, I knew she was fearless, and I knew she was always looking to do new things. And of course, the key to to film, because of the concept and because of the story, is to make it not feel like a gimmick. It is because it's the same actors playing the same roles. It could have quickly been a gimmick, and you could feel like it was being very technically advanced and cool. But hopefully, and what I chose Noomi is because I knew she would. It was always be about character, and she would make it about character and about the small differences within the siblings. And you would forget about the fact that she's playing those seven pretty quickly. That was always the goal, and that was one of the main reasons why I chose Noomi.
Also, in the moments, because, I mean, her performance is great, and you know that from the close-ups, because in the close-ups, it's even trickier. You have less space to kind of play with your body or, like, expose yourself as another person. But, like, she somehow manages to do that just with slight movements of her face. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I know, and she had a big routine, of course, and she had, like, a few of them a little bit different way of speaking. And she even had a friend of hers that makes perfumes. She had a different perfume for every sister just to help her get into character. She found many small ways of separating them, which is important, of course. when the story kicks into gear, that you kind of remember them emotionally and who they are as a person.
Is this a type of movie that you like to make, like a sci-fi film that deals with serious issues, or like, are you open to it?
That was a goal for me to do that for a while, and of course, I'm a big fan of Paul Verhoeven too, with Total Recall and RoboCop, to have the sci-fi set in a with a big premise, but also have fun with it and have violence and humor in there as well. I'm happy I finally got to do a film like this where I could be a little bit more serious than I normally am with my films.
Thanks very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
So once again, I'd like to remind our listeners that the film is called What Happened to Monday, and the interview was recorded on a Sunday. Sorry. Anyways, I wish you all the best, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.